请我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午第二节的学习。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll begin this afternoon's studies.
我们唱一首诗219。
Let's sing hymn 119.
219.
219.
现在开始来查考以弗所书的第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter
5. 以弗所书的第五章开始在谈到基督徒的社会生活。
And chapter 5 describes the social lives of Christians.
从第四章开始就在谈到每一天的生活。
And beginning from chapter 4, it describes the daily lives.
基督教的可贵不只是在于我们将来可以上到天国。
So the preciousness of Christianity is not just our future lives.
我们的信仰是很实际的，跟每一天的生活有关系的。
Our belief is very practical. It has to do with our daily life.
那一个真正的基督徒，他的生活本身是能够反映他所敬拜的神。
A true Christian should be able to reflect the God he or she believes in their daily lives.
能够反映神国的那一种平安、喜乐，还有公义。
You should be able to reflect the peace and the joy and the righteousness of the heavenly kingdom.
所以，基督徒如果真的把圣经的原则活出来，生活本身是一种享受。
If a Christian can truly live out the teaching of the Bible, life itself is an enjoyment.
所以我们的生活如果有问题，我们要回到圣经来看问题在哪里。
If we encounter problems in our daily lives, we should return to the Bible to see where the source of the problem is.
我们买电脑都有一个说明书。
When we buy a computer, there's always a manual.
告诉你怎么操作。
It teaches you how to operate the system.
有问题怎么去解决。
And how to problem solve or troubleshoot.
神造我们有一本说明书。
When God created us, He also gave us a manual.
告诉我们人是什么。
It tells us what man or humans are. What marriage means?
家庭是什么？
What family means?
生命是什么？
What life means?
价值是什么？
What values are?
世界是什么？
And what this world means?
生死是什么？
What's death and life?
都讲得很清楚。
It's very clearly described in here.
所以我们生活发生问题要回到神给我们这一本手册来解决问题。
So when we encounter problems in our life, we have to return to this manual that God has given us.
那如果我们从开始就照着这个圣经来建立我们的生活，我们的问题就越来越少。
So if we are able to establish our lives according to the Bible, we'll have fewer and fewer problems.
我们知道生病以后才要来医病，常常花很长的时间。
And we to treat our illness after we become ill, it takes a very long time.
但是如果我们能够避免疾病的发生，我们就能够省下很多的时间，很多的痛苦。
But if we're able to prevent us from being sick, then we can save a lot of time and a lot of suffering.
诸位，我们都很年轻。
And most of us are really young.
我们刚刚开始我们的生活。
We had just begun to live our lives.
在我们小的时候，我们父母一直在看顾我们，要怎么做怎么做。
When we were little, our parents look after us and tell us what to do.
现在我们独立了。
Now we're independent.
我们要开始设计我们的生活。
We had to plan our own lives.
如果我们能够照着圣经的原则，我们的生活会没有问题。
If we can live according to the principle of the Bible, we won't have any problems in our lives.
会有公义、平安跟喜乐。
We'll have righteousness, joy, and peace.
那个就是幸福。
That is a true blessing.
公义，没有罪，平安，心里很平静安稳，心中很满足。
So righteousness is to live without sin, and to have peace is to be satisfied in your heart.
每一天我们都可以享受这种生活。
And every day we can enjoy this kind of life.
好，那基督徒的社会生活主要有三个原则。
And there are three major principles regarding a Christian social life.
从第五章第一节到第七节。
Starting from chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 7.
再提到要凭爱心来生活。
It says that we must live according to love.
那我们一提到爱，那到底爱是什么？
So love, what is love?
圣经告诉我们，神就是爱。
The Bible tells us that God is love.
那这个太抽象了。
This is probably too abstract.
神也看不到，爱也看不到。
We cannot see love or God.
那有一个具体的表现，就是降世为人的耶稣。
And this abstract into a concrete form is Jesus coming to this earth.
所以我们要过爱的生活，需要有一个标杆，你看得到那个标杆。
So to live a life of love, we must have a goal.
那保罗活在世上的时候，他叫信徒说：“你要效法我。”
So when Paul was still living on this earth, he tells the believers to imitate him.
因为耶稣已经升天了。
Because Jesus has already ascended.
看不到。
You cannot see him
anymore. 那个时候也没有新约圣经。
And they did not have the New Testament to study.
所以保罗说：“你看我。”
So but, Paul told them, look at me.
我活着就是基督。
I live as Christ.
你效法我就可以。
You imitate me.
因为我效法耶稣。
As I imitate Christ.
那今天我们有圣经。
And today we have the Bible.
四福音里面就是在讲主耶稣，他讲什么，他做什么。
And the four Gospels describe God's, Jesus, doings and his words.
还有他死，他复活。
And his death and resurrection.
所以从四福音里面，我们就可以认识耶稣。
So from studying the four Gospels, we can learn about Jesus.
那从其他的这个使徒的书信，我们透过使徒对耶稣的认识，我们会认识更清楚。
And from the letters that were wrote by the apostles, we can also learn about Jesus more clearly.
所以我们今天生活要有一个标杆。
So today our lives must have a goal.
那个标杆就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus.
所以这个第一节说，你们要效法神。
So verse 1 says that imitate God.
好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
As dearly loved children.
那效法神就是效法主耶稣。
And to imitate God is to imitate Christ.
我们活在世界上有很多的那个标准在我们面前。
And living in this world, we have many standards in front of us.
所以我们到底要往哪一个标准去去建立我们的生活。
So which standard should we follow to establish our own lives?
因此人一开始进入这个社会以后常常会迷失。
Oftentimes when we enter into this society, we become lost.
因为社会有社会的标准。
Because this world has its own values.
那圣经有圣经的标准。
And Bible has Bible standards.
照社会的标准我们就流失了。
If we follow this world's values, we'll become lost.
那我们在青少年的时候，比较容易的就是外在的行为照社会的标准。
And as an adolescent, oftentimes our actions and deeds will become conform to this world.
那到年纪大一点，比较可怕的是我们的心啊被同化，变成用世界的标准来生活。
But as we grow older, what's even more scary is that our heart will be conformed to this world.
那这样啊，我们的生活，虽然我们虽然是信耶稣，但是我们的生活并没有能够表现耶稣的形象。
So even though we say we believe in Jesus, but in our daily lives, we do not live out the image of Christ.
所以我们要效法神。
Therefore, we should be imitators of God.
我记得在十几年前啊，有一期这个 Time Magazine 在用封面在报道，为什么一个女明星叫什么？Madonna 是不是？
对，
他为什么他 very hot？
About more than 10 years ago, I remember this issue of Time Magazine. It has Madonna on the cover, and the topic was why is Madonna so hot?
那个时候她刚刚出来，大概不久。
At that time, she had just came out very recently.
那个作者把她分析，她其实她的音质很普通，她不是音质很好。
And the author analyzed that her voice is not all that special.
那为什么她会出名？
Why is it that she's so famous?
结论就是她很敢，就一句话而已。
And the conclusion was that she was very daring.
别人不敢做，她敢做。
Whatever other people do not dare to do, she tries.
别人不敢穿的衣服，她可以穿。
Whatever people do not dare to wear, she wears.
就这样吸引好多的人。
And in that way, she was able to attract a lot of attention.
那年轻人说，我要像她。
So the young people will say, I want to be like her.
发型像她。
I want her hairstyle.
然后打扮像她。
I want to dress like her.
好像她哪里有一个痣，就用贴了一个痣上去。
And because she has a mold on her face somewhere, and so people will try to have an artificial mold implanted on them.
穿着像她。
And to wear the same thing she wore.
反正像她就对了。
Just to be like her.
那这个就是人在模仿。
This is people imitating people.
那这个模仿啊，继续下去的，我们从外表的模仿会进到我们整个那个价心思意念会被它同化。
And this imitation starts from the outward appearance, but eventually our thoughts and our ideas will be conformed to them as well.
有一阵子啊，我看到一个青年。
One time I saw a youth.
看他那个他是男的，他穿那个衣服啊，像一个另外一个电影明星啊。
And this is a brother, and he dressed like another movie star.
MJ 你知道是谁哈？然后又用香水。
And he wore a lot of perfume.
男的用香水很少。
It's very rare that brothers wear perfume.
但是这个弟兄来教会，他不是有基督的香气，他有香水。
And this brother, when he comes to church, he doesn't have the fragrance of Christ, rather he has his perfume.
他一举一动就是跟那个电影 MJ 电影明星差不多。
And the way he acted, it was just like this other movie star.
那感谢主，后来他开始追求。
He started to pursue.
有一次他妈妈说，我看到我孩子很感动。
So one time his mother said, I'm really touched when he saw
my son. 因为他在替他洗这个长裤的时候，他说这个膝盖两边的膝盖破洞了。
And she said that I was washing his pants, and I saw that around the knee area, it's actually broken.
因为自己在家里常常跪下来祷告，祷告久了那个膝盖破洞了，那不是故意买一个洞的衣服。
So after this brother has changed, he actually prays so much in at home that he actually broke his pants right where the knees are.
你买那个有洞的衣服要钱的。
And this is not that he was following the fashion of having, you know, tears in his pants.
但是如果一件衣服贵到破一个洞，那件衣服最有价值。裤子
，because sometimes it's actually more expensive to buy pants that already has holes in them.
那就是在灵恩会，他听道理，开始他把他目标转向主耶稣。
But because during a spiritual convocation, he listened to the words of God and turned his attention to God.
那以后我几次遇到他，我就发现他不像那个电影明星。
And after a while, I saw him again. I realized that he no longer act like a movie star.
越来越像基督徒。
He act more and more like a Christian.
所以我们在这个世界上啊，你的心在想什么？你当你开始崇拜他的时候，有时候我们的观念、动作、衣服，还有我们生活的模式，就会往那个方向去走。
And in this world, when we begin to look at something and we admire a lot of times our thoughts and our ideas will conform to that person.
所以这里说我们要效法神。
And here it says that we must imitate God.
要效法主耶稣。
And imitate Jesus Christ.
那第一节的第二节下半句。
And second half of verse 2.
说耶稣爱我们, 为我们舍了自己, 当作馨香的供物和祭物, 献给神。
And Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
就是牺牲。
Sacrifice.
所以我们如果以耶稣为目标来设立我们的生活, 你会发现我们的生活一直在变。
If we imitate Jesus Christ and live our lives accordingly, we'll see transformations in our lives.
今年呢，我们第五次在英国举开非洲志工团的讲习会。
And this year, for the fifth time, we have the African Ministry Volunteers Workshop in England this year.
去年大概最多人大概有40-50个参加。
Last year was the highest attendance rate. There were about 40-50 people attending.
那其中有10个大概从美国去的。
And there were 10 people from the U.S.
那我发现了这个参加非洲志工团讲习会跟 NYT 也不太一样。
And I noticed that the people attending this volunteer workshop, it was different from the NYTS
attendees. NYTS啊, 你要报名的时候,约法三章, 这个是 rule and regulation, 你要不要, 要才来。
And NYTS, before you register, you have to read these rules and regulations on NYTS. You have to accept it before you're able to register.
非洲志工团没有 rule, 没有 regulation.
But this AMC, they have no rules and no regulations.
但是四五十个呢, 非常安静, 这个不需要人管。
But this attendees of 40 or 50 attendees were actually very quiet and they did not need much discipline.
不需要规条告诉你什么可以做什么不可以做。
You did not need to set rules to them to tell them what you can and cannot do.
因为每一个人都有一个目标。
Because all of them has one goal in their mind.
我要到非洲服侍神。
I want to go to Africa to serve God.
这个是很辛苦的。
That's very difficult.
但是他有那个神的爱在里面。
But they have the love of God inside them.
所以他来知道他是为什么来。
So they know that why they are there.
所以这个动机已经被这个 motivate, 已经有这个很强的动机了,不需要人管。
So once since they have this strong motivation, they do not need people to tell them what to do.
感谢主现在开始很多人加入非洲的行列。
And think of that many of these youth actually does go to Africa to serve.
很多人很受感动。
And many are moved.
95年一个青年跟那个传道到肯亚去。
And year 95, a youth and a preacher went to Kenya.
他回来以后他就开始想。
And after he returned, he thought,
我天天活着这么忙,
I live such a busy life.
我如果把这个忙的生活来服侍神,不是更有意义吗?
If I use my busy life to serve God, wouldn't that be more meaningful?
所以第二年他又去,
so he went back the second year.
第三年他就说, 我要服侍神, 我献身。
And third year, he says that I want to dedicate myself to serve God.
所以我们的生活要有一个标杆, 有一个目标。
So our lives, we must have a goal and have a goal, 不论, have a standard.
不论在哪里, 你就看那个目标, 你就不会随波逐流。
So no matter where you are, you have to keep an eye on your ultimate goal. Therefore, that way you won't be washed away by the flow of this world.
那主耶稣的这个一个很重要的给我们的这个生活的一个标准就是要凭爱心行事。
And a very important principle God has given us is to act according to love.
我们常常在美国看到最成功的这个什么资本主义。
And in this in America we see a very successful capitalism.
一切就是以你可以得到多少利益在推动的。
And everything is driven by gain.
但是我们要记得,
but we have to remember.
美国是所有全世界捐给慈善机构最多钱的一个国家。
U.S. also happens to be the single country that contribute the most to charitable organizations.
有一次我遇到一个姐妹。
One time I met a sister.
我看到她在这个 Ivy League 常春藤学校读书。
She studied in one of the Ivy League schools.
这很贵的学校。
It's a very expensive school.
我就看她家世背景不是，她的经济应该不是很好。
And I knew that her family background wasn't that wealthy.
因为她爸爸没有在上班。
Because her father no longer works.
那我就问他，那你怎么有办法来支持你的学费？
And so I asked her, how do you support your tuition?
他说他是在那个什么，那 Microsoft 的 founder 那个一个奖学金里面。
And she says that she actually have a scholarship from Bill Gates.
那学费全免，那个生活费全部付，那你要读到多少，随便你读。
And the foundation gave her full tuition and also give her a stipend for her livings.
所以我们从这个社会上得到利益，我们成功之后，我们的心要被神的爱感动，要凭爱心来做事。
So when we gain benefits in this world and we're able to live a successful life, we have to be moved by God to work for Him.
而不是一切到最后都是为着自己。
We should not do everything for our own.
基督的特性就是他拥有一切的丰盛，但是他为人舍弃一切所有的。
The characteristic of Jesus Christ is that He once owned everything, but He was able to sacrifice it all for humans.
很突出的人很多。
There are many outstanding people.
但是真正伟大的人是跟主耶稣一样。
But a true great person is to be like Christ.
他能够把他拥有的一切为着爱人把他舍弃。
He was able to give up all that he had for someone he loved.
那这个就是我们社会生活的一个原则。
This is a principle we should have in our social life.
希望我们这里这么多突出的青年能够出几个很伟大的青年。
We have so many outstanding youth here. I hope that we have some great youth.
真的在教会里面成为一个榜样，成为一个标杆，能够让人看得说，我要跟他一样。
Truly become an example in church, so when people see you, they will want to be like you.
而不是让下一辈的教会看不到榜样，只看到啊，那么Madonna， 哦，或者看到 Michael Jackson。
So the younger generation will have example to follow instead of just looking at Madonna and Michael Jackson.
应该教会看来看去能够看到，我要跟他一样，就是那个青年，我要跟他一样。
So the younger generation should be able to look around church and see youth they want to imitate.
这个责任就在你们身上。
And this responsibility is on us.
所以我们在这里听的不是听听没事情啊。
And we're not here just to listen and this is done.
神的话感动我们，这个就是我们的责任。
When God's words touch us, this is our duty.
爱就是责任。
Love is a duty.
你生两个孩子就有两个责任。
When you have two kids, you have two responsibilities.
你生三个就有三个责任。
When you have three, you have three responsibilities.
你如果爱神，
if you love God,
你就对神有责任。
You're responsible.
你如果爱信徒，
towards God, if you love the members,
你对信徒有责任。
You're responsible towards the members.
你要设一个标杆给他们来效法模仿。
You have to set an example for them to imitate, to follow.
所以这是第一个原则。
This is the first principle.
那他在这个第三节
，verse 3，
说至于淫乱变污秽或贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。
You must not.
第三节，第五章第三节。
But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed because these are improper for God's holy people.
Improper for God's people. 那如果看另外英文圣经，这个圣徒的体统，有没有？你那个是 NIV？
NIV。Fitting for saints.
Fitting for saint. 诸位，我们都是 saint 了，我们都是圣徒了。
We are all saints.
我们都不是被主耶稣宝血洁净的。
We are all cleansed by Jesus' holy blood.
不要小看我们。
We should not belittle ourselves.
我们在神的眼中是圣徒。
In God's eyes, we are saints.
那圣徒有圣徒的体统。
And as saints, we have to act fitting as a saint.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
所以我们做基督徒啊，我们要把那个圣徒的体统活出来。
And as a Christian, we had to live properly as saints.
你看这个英国有个皇族。
And the UK, they still have the royalty.
那他们在社会上，你看他的穿着，他一举一动，他讲话的用语，都要代表他的皇族。
So if you watch what they wear, what they do, and how they act according to their status.
这个家族有一个传统。
Their family line have a tradition.
那我们是圣徒，我们要体统。
And as saints, we have to act fitting.
那这个体统有外在的，也有内在的。
And there is a external aspect and internal aspect.
那外在常常外在当然不是最重要，但是有时候也需要注重。
The external aspect is not the most important, but we still have to pay attention.
因为外在常常在表现我们的内在。
Because oftentimes our external actions reflect what goes on internally.
那除了这个外在，还有一个是道德的体统。
And aside from this external aspect, there's also a morality.
如果你到盐湖城去看。
If you go to Salt Lake City.
你会发现呢，摩门教徒你可以看得出来。
And you can see in the Mormons.
从他的穿着你可以看得出来。
You can tell their Mormons from the way they dress.
你如果到中东去，非洲去。
If you go to the Middle East or go to Africa.
你看很多回教。
You can tell the Muslims apart.
你看他们的穿着，你看他们的他们的表现，你可以看得出来。
You can tell them apart by the way they dress and the way they act.
因为他们信一个宗教，信到很虔诚的时候，这种外在无形的就会表现出来。
When they are very devout in their religion, they actually have this external way you can tell.
所以我们在这个世界上我们的这个外表的表现，我们的穿着，有时候常常是在代表我们的信仰。
And when we live in this world, a lot of times how we act outwardly is a manifestation of our internal faith.
我们以前有一个TTP 的学生啊。
In the past, we had a TTP student.
他很不一样。
He's very different.
因为他留了两撇的胡须。
Because he actually had a mustache.
我不说留胡须不好，不对，我没有那个意思。
It is not.
他很不一样。
I'm not saying that it's wrong to have mustaches, but he just looked really different.
那后来有一次我遇到他，胡须不见了。
And the next time I saw him, she shaved.
因为他回到他的总会说，你如果要案例传道，有一个条件，这个要刮掉。
Because when he returned to his native GA, the GA told him, if you want to be a pastor, you have to shave.
为什么？
Why?
因为信徒大部分都没有留胡须。
Because most of the members do not have mustaches.
所以你要跟信徒一般的平均一样。
So you have to look like one of the members.
你圣经你找不到留胡须不对。
But the Bible doesn't tell us that it's wrong to have a mustache.
但是你要做传道，你不能站在尖端。
But when, if you want to be a pastor, you cannot stand on the edge.
对，站在前面让大家来效法，因为某某传道，所以大家留胡须。
Since you're a pastor, you are an example for people to follow. So people might look at you and say, we should all have mustaches.
所以他现在没有胡须。
So he shaved.
他可能很难过。
He might be really uncomfortable not having the mustache.
但是你要做领导的，你要在信徒一般的标准之中。
But if you want to be a leader in church, you have to live within the standard of the believers.
这个叫做体统。
This is to act fittingly.
所以我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Today we are a member of the True Jesus Church.
我不是说谁错谁对啊。
I'm not saying who is right or wrong.
我们这里也有头发理得很短的。
We have some members who have really short haircuts.
那也头发很长的。
Or very, very long haircuts.
但是这个没有标准。
There's no standard.
但是问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
就是人看我们的时候。
When other people see us.
这个是不是适合基督徒的体统？
Is what you do fitting of a Christian?
但圣经没有标准，但是一般人的感觉。
Bible doesn't give us a strict standard, but just the general sense of the people.
圣经找得到说，长头发是男人的羞辱，因为女人才可以长头发，这是在盖头的。
The Bible does tell us that to have long hair is shameful for a man because long hair is a sign of woman.
那丈夫是太太的头啊，这个怎么留长头发盖起来？不对。So, 那女人呢，刮头发像刮到光头也不对。
So husband being the head of the household. Shouldn't have long hair, and the wife shouldn't shave their head.
所以神造人，你看男人到五六十，我就开始快要光头，女人没有看到光头。
So the way God created a man, a lot of men when they turn about 40, 50, they start to go bald.
为什么女人
but you don't see women bald as often?
为什么女人没有光头？
Why is this so?
因为这个光头是女人的羞辱。
Because being bald is a shame, is shameful for a woman.
所以女人不可以光头，那男人光没有关系，因为男人本来就不可以长头发。
So women shouldn't shave their heads, but for a man it's okay because oftentimes they go bald anyways.
所以这个圣徒要体统，就是要跟大家的平均一样，不要走在前面。
So to be a saint, you have to act fittingly. Don't walk in a different path than everyone else.
因为你如果我到公园里面发传单，我的头发是翘直的五六次啊，到我们教会来听布道会。这个怎么发传单
？So if you go to the park and try to pass out flyers, but you have this spiky hair with four or five different colors, how do you invite people to come to church?
反正就我没有说不可以彩色。
The Bible doesn't tell us to not dye our hair.
但是如果我们超过那个，我们站在尖端里面，你要带领人来信主，这就不简单了。
But if you act too differently from the rest of the people, it will be really difficult to bring people to Christ.
所以这是第一个，我们有体统。
So first, we have to act fittingly.
这是外在的。
This is outwardly speaking.
那第二个，我们的道德有一个体统。
And second, there we should have a moral standard.
所以第三节说，污秽贪乱淫乱污秽贪乱在你们中间方提都不可。
Verse 3 says that sexual immorality, any kind of impurity and greed, is improper for saints.
那中文叫做 impurity， 不纯呐。不可以。
So there shouldn't be any sort of impurity.、
有一次啊，我跟一个姐妹说，在教会不可 flirting。
One time I told a sister that you shouldn't flirt in church.
我不知道，她说我到 NYC 每一个人都 flirting others。
And
不是
the sister says I had no idea. When I go to NYTS, everyone is flirting.、
我们是弟兄姐妹。
We are brothers and sisters.、
我们清清洁洁的，这是我们弟兄姊妹谈话没有关系。
We have to keep our purity. Just having a normal conversation is okay.
但是那个谈话的内容如果有一点点不纯，变 flirting， 这个是社会人常常做的，但这不合圣徒的体统。
So if there are any sort of impurity in our conversations where it turns into flirting, then we shouldn't do it, even though it might be normal in the world.
所以这个圣徒有体统在里面。
So there are proper ways that a saint should act.
那我们在教会里面呢，要保持这种道德上的体统。
So inside church, we should abide by this moral standard.
因为这个体统到最后跟得救会有关系的。
Because this actually has to do with salvation.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为你们确实知道，无论是淫乱的、污秽的、有贪心的，在基督、在神的国都是无份的。
Verse 5, no moral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
所以如果我们的生活超过这个基督徒的标准，不合体统，将来跟神的国没有份的。
So if we do not live according to this proper standard of a Christian, we will have no inheritance in the kingdom of God.
在下面里面有一个说污秽的。
And says impure.
这个污秽啊，你到那个 videotape 的里面到处去租录影带。
And if you go to a video rental store and rent videos.
圣经放出来没有说不可以啊。
Bible doesn't say that you are not allowed to see those videos.
但是这是跟圣徒的体统不合。
But this is improper for a Christian.
最近我听一个传道在讲。
Recently I hear a pastor said.
在他牧养的教会里面啊。
In the church that he pastored.
有一个弟兄在开这个 video， 专门。租这个 video 给人。
One of the brothers has a video rental store.
但是你如果照圣经的标准这样把它 screen 过去，你的 video 就三分之二不见了。
But if you were to filter the videos according to the Bible standard, you won't have too many videos left on the shelf.
就是要看人上会圣洁的，那谁会借
？If you only have videos that will lead people to purity, who will want to rent those videos?
所以他后来生病很重。
So eventually this brother actually became really ill.
大家帮他祷告。
Everyone prayed to him.
他自己的祷告很认真。
He prayed very fervently as well.
圣灵感动他。
And the Holy Spirit moved him.
这是最后一次给你机会。
This is your last chance.
他好起来了。
He recovered.
他没有改变。
He did not change.
他继续开那个店。
He continued to operate this video rental store.
过了不多久，他再生病就死了。
And not long after, he became ill again and died.
因为这个行业跟圣徒的体统是不合的。
Because this occupation is not proper for a Christian.
所以有一些圣经虽然找不到那个原则，圣经是有的。
Even though the Bible doesn't always give us the details, but you can find the principles in the Bible.
污秽的不可以。
So we cannot have any impurity.
还有贪心。
Or greed.
我没有偷人，没有抢，我怎么有贪心呢？
You might say, I never steal or cheat, or rob anyone. I don't have greed.
但是有的人这个做生意哦，那种手法就是走在法律的边缘。
But some people, the way they conduct their business, they like to walk on the thin line between legal and illegal.
你要去告他，你随便你告吧。
If you want to sue him, they are not scared.
因为他是就在那个边缘，他也可以请律师来辩他无罪。
But they walk on the thin line between legal and illegal, and they will hire a lawyer to protect them.
为什么现在美国这么多律师？
Why are there so many lawyers in the U.S.?
那如果大家都照圣经，律师都失业了。
If everybody act according to the Bible, the lawyers will all lose their jobs.
那我们知道有一些不可以的哦，你知道在法律的边缘，但是从圣经，你的良心知道这个不可以啊。
And a lot of times, even though the law doesn't strictly prohibit certain activities, if you read the Bible, you will know that your conscience will also rebuke it.
所以这个叫做体统，圣徒的一个体统。
This is a proper way for a Christian to act.
我们再看第六节。
Let's turn to verse 6.
第五节下面，贪心不可贪心，贪心跟拜偶像一样。
And second half of verse 5, it talks about greed, and greed is the same as worshiping idol.
拜偶像我们知道都很罪很重。
We know how great of a sin it is to worship idol.
但是我们常常忘记贪心跟拜偶像一样。
But we often forget that to be greedy is the same as worshiping idol.
为什么这么厉害呢？
Why is it so severe?
因为这个贪心就是把钱已经拉到神的地位，我们才敢消灭圣灵的感动，我们才敢做出违背圣经的话。
To be greedy is to put money in the place of God. That is why we're able to ignore the calling of the Holy Spirit and act according to act against God's teachings.
所以这个贪心跟拜偶像一样。
So to be greedy is the same as worshiping idol.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄。
Do not let no one deceive you with your empty words.
什么是虚浮的话？
What are empty words?
就是一套很好的哲学说理论讲法，但是哦，它里面不是以真理为基础。
So empty words are theories and teachings that sounds really great, but it's void of God's teachings.
那个叫虚浮。
That is empty words.
是没有分量的。
It has no weight.
所以我们人要我们跟人谈话，如果这个观念到最后要一定要提一句话，请问圣经在哪里有这样记？
When we talk with other people about ideas, at the end we must ask ourselves, what does the Bible say about this?
如果有，这个是真理。
If it is according to the Bible, then it is the truth.
你可以跟着去做。
So you can follow it.
如果没有，要很谨慎。
If it's not in the Bible, then we have to be cautious.
所以第一个原则就是我们的生活要和要用在爱中行事，要爱神，活出圣徒的体统。
So the first principle is that we have to live a life of love and to live a life fitting for a saint.
好，我们再看从第八节一直到十四节。
Let's now look at verse 8 through 14.
这个第八节到十四节告诉我们要行在光明中。
And verse 8 through 15 tells us to walk in the light.
我们的社会生活很重要，要活在光明里面。
It is very important for us to live our social lives in the light.
那光明的反面就是黑暗。
The opposite of light is darkness.
那这个黑暗，什么叫做黑暗的生活？
What does it mean to live a life of darkness?
所以有时候我们常常会想说，到底这个是光明还是黑暗？有时候因为圣经你找不到。
Sometimes we'll wonder whether this is light or darkness because the Bible doesn't specifically say so.
好，那这有几个标准让我们来判断。
There's certain guidelines that we can use to determine.
你可以不可以做。
Whether you can do or not.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
就是说，如果被显露了，这个会羞耻的，这个就不可以做。
If it is revealed and you feel shameful about it, that means you should not do it in the first place.
有没有？我们常常看到那个犯罪被抓到以后啊，警察抓了以后， 我都是用衣服的报纸把头遮起来。
We oftentimes see people when they're arrested by the police, they will take things to cover their head.
哦，因为这个是羞耻的。
Because they're shameful.
那人如果犯罪啊，爸爸不会说我的孩子被关到监牢。你看他很会忍啊，已经十年了，他都没有埋怨。
And a father would never say that. Look, my child has been in jail for 10 years, and he's so patient that he never complained about jail.
犯罪，这是一种羞耻。他本人是羞耻，都家庭也是羞耻。
So to have committed sin is shameful.
这个叫做在黑暗里面。
That is to live in darkness.
让人知道会羞耻的不可以做。
So for those things that would bring shame, we should not do.
这个不好的。
That is not good.
那第二个原则。
And second guideline.
这个黑暗就是表示需要遮盖。
The darkness needs covering.
我们看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
凡是受的责备，就是被光显明出来。
Everything exposed by the light becomes visible.
这里说会被光显明。
And everything is exposed by the light.
所以可见人犯罪需要遮盖。
So to when you commit sin, you want to cover it up.
那个就不好了。
And that is not good.
所以有一些生活的行为哈，我们需要遮盖，这不好。
So if there we have certain things we do in our lives that we feel like we have to hide.
有一个工人呢、啊，去访问一个信徒。
One time, a worker visited a member.
那个信徒还有良心的、啊。
And this member still has some conscience.
所以他在抽烟呢、啊。
He was smoking.
那看到这个工人来，我知道怎么办。
He saw the worker approaching, so he was trying to figure out what to do.
他手法很高明，他把那个烟啊剩一点点，把他抓住，然后弄在口袋里面。
He there's only a little bit of the cigarette left, so he pinched it and put it in his pocket.
那个工人一看，哎，怎么你口袋冒烟了、
啊、？And the worker saw, why is your pocket smoking?
那至少他有一点良心了，觉得这不好。
At least he still has some conscience that he knew that this was not good.
但是我们到一个地方，也有信徒请传道要不要抽烟
？And we have visited a member's house where they actually offer cigarettes to pastors.
这个就差很多了。
That's very different.
那他懂得遮掩，想要把它藏起来哦，这个就表示说这个本来是不好的。
He knew to hide the cigarette because he knew that this is wrong.
所以有很多事情你怕人知道的不可以做。
So when there are things that you are afraid of other people finding out, you should not do either.
提起来会羞耻的，要遮盖。
And those that are shameful, and those you feel like you must cover up.
几年前有一个弟兄拿一个 article， 拿一个文章给我看。
And one time, a brother showed me an article.
他大概对这个华尔街很认识啊。
He was probably really familiar with Wall Street.
所以他就拿一个故事，一个很出名的人哦。事业看起来很成功，结果他是在做那个里外串通的交易。
And the article says of one really famous person who was very successful, but he actually engages in insider trading.
这个是要遮盖的。
And he had to hide it.
他以为没有人知道。
Because he thought nobody knew about it.
后来被发现了。
But he was discovered.
不但花了很多钱，而且他下到监牢里面。
He was fined a very large sum and was put in jail.
那这些人都是在最好的学校受教育，头脑最聪明的。
And these people were all educated in the best schools and were very smart.
但是他的犯罪不是拿刀去杀的。
And the way they sinned was not to take a knife and kill someone.
他是在暗中用一些手段啊，使自己便宜，使大家亏损。
Instead, in darkness, they use some methods to benefit themselves.
又好像说逃税。
Or to not pay tax.
这个也不好。
And that's not good either.
因为你这个要遮盖。
Because you want to hide it.
怕人知道。
You're afraid of other people finding out.
这个不好。
That is not good.
然后在这个暗中行的，还有一点就是这是不好的哈。英文圣经说 unfruitful， 在十一节，我们看十一节。
Verse 11. So in darkness, the deeds are also fruitless.
Fruitless. 没有益处的。
It has no meaning.
这个暗中做的是没有益处的。
So the deeds in darkness are fruitless.
本来我们投入下去，我们就希望有一个收获。
Oftentimes when we do something, we expect some sort of return.
那如果我们要走短路，要暗中去做，做很多要怕人知道会羞耻的， 到最后来说，大概对我们结果都不好。
So we had to do something through a shortcut or to do it in darkness and be shameful about it. Oftentimes the outcome is not that good for us.
那这个不好的有两种。
There are two types of bad.
第一种就是我们在社会的这个法律跟规矩，你被发现你会被罚，这个是不好的。
The first one is that in the society it might be found out and have legal consequences.
那对我们信
主，
信主来讲，这个不好是什么？神不喜欢，神就不祝福你。
And as Christians, God also is displeased with such actions, and He will no longer be pleased with you.
我们觉得很聪明，你这样做好像很聪明，没有人知道，但是神不喜欢，神不祝福你，你花了很多时间，你没有什么结果。
And when we think that we are being really wise to do this, if God is not pleased with our actions, we will have no results.
有一次，有个姐妹要找事情。
And once this sister was looking for a job.
她也是很好的学校毕业的。
And she graduated from a really good school.
有一段时间呢，她找事情找不到。
But she was unable to find a job.
她履历表很会写。
She had a really good resume.
后来她说，那个履历表讲完之后，我也不晓得这个人是谁。
And sometimes she said, after I wrote my own resume, I do not recognize it anymore.
因为她里面灌很多水啊，就造很多资料，看起来很好。
Because she knew how to make her resume look really good.
那每次 interview, 对方就觉得哦，好像对你印象很深，但是就是得不到。
But she will have really good interviews and made really good impressions, but somehow she still doesn't get the jobs.
那个时候她没有来教会。
At the time, she did not come to church.
她已经离开教会很久了。
She had already left the church for a while.
那后来她遇到我们教会一个信徒。
But she ran into a member from our church.
那信徒就跟她讲。
And the believer told her,
你要先求神的国跟神的义。
You must seek first the kingdom of God.
那你就很真实的写你的履历表。如果神就会让你日用的饮食，日用饮食就是工作，神就会安排给你。
And be truthful on your resume, then God will provide you with your daily living, daily bread.
开始发热心，常常来聚会。
So she became very fervent and began to attend services.
那履历表很多不实的，她都删掉。
And all the she edited her resume to be more truthful.
那有一次她去 interview.
And once she went to an interview.
她的有一个什么 job fair 是吧？
There was a job fair.
她去的时候已经快要结束了。
When she went to a job fair, it was towards the end.
人说你履历表就放在这里吧。
And the people tell her just to leave her resume.
那她以为就这个没有希望了。
And she thought that there was no hope for this job.
所以随便就丢在这边，她就走了。
So she left her resume and just left.
过了一段时间，她已经忘记了，人就打电话叫她去 interview.
And after a while, she had already forgotten about this company, but they called her for an interview.
那个 interview 是那个公司的大概已经相当高级的人了，她已经跳过 bypass 他中间的那个阶层。
And the person that she interviewed with was pretty high up in the company.
那个主管跟他问了。
And so this manager asked her.
说你有没有读过一本书叫 Purpose-Driven Life?
And the manager asked her, Have you read a book called The Purpose-Driven Life?
因为这是在这个 Orange County 有一个很出名的牧师写的。
This book is written by a very famous pastor in Orange County.
然后就跟他提起来，他是基督徒。
So the manager told her that he was a Christian.
这对她印象很深。后来她就得到那个工作。
And because she was also a Christian, she made a really good impression, and she got the job.
所以只要我们尽我们的本分，你再把神的事情放在很重要，有时候神自然会带领你的脚步。太聪明了，走那个要遮盖的，黑暗的，有时候反而不好。
If we just do our parts truthfully, a lot of times God will guide our footsteps. But if we want to take shortcuts and work in darkness, we will be fruitless at the end.
好，我们再看第五章。
Turn to chapter 5 again.
第八节。
Verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人都像就像光明的子女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
这里说我们做人做事要像光明的子女。
So we must act like children of light.
因为神拣选了我们，已经没有罪了，进到神的光明里面。
Because God has already chosen us sinless, and we must enter into light.
那第九节。
Verse 9.
光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这个光明所结的果子就是 结的果子就是那个具体的表现了，就是良善、公义、诚实。
Fruit of the light meaning it's a concrete manifestation of light that is goodness, righteousness, and truth.
所以可见说，我们如果真的活在光明里面，我们的生活的表现哦，是公义、诚实、良善。
Meaning that if we truly live in the light, our lives will exhibit goodness, righteousness, and truth.
那第十节说，总要查看什么是主所喜悦的。
Verse 10 says, and find out what pleases the Lord.
这个很重要啊。
This is very important.
我们的老板是谁？
Who is our boss?
但我们每一个人在公司里面都有你的老板。
We have our own bosses at work.
但是我们人生有一个老板。
But we have a boss in our life.
那个老板就是我们的神。
That is our God.
所以到最后，我们做人做事的标准是什么？我要讨我的老板的喜欢。
So at the end, what is the standard for us to live according? That is, we want to please our boss.
我的生活要在我的主人面前是能够被他接受的。
So our lives must be acceptable to our master.
那一种生活就是要在光明里面。
That is to live a life in the light.
在黑暗里面，这种生活，这种事情，神不能接受。
To live a life of darkness is not acceptable to God.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
所以主说，你这个睡着的人应当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
It says, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
你睡着的人啊，灵性睡着，要赶快醒过来。
So those who are asleep in the spirit must wake up.
神就要光照你，让你活在光明当中。
And Christ will shine on you, so you may live in light.
所以是基督徒的第二个社会生活的准则。
So this is the second standard that Christians must live by. That is
要行在光明之中。
That is to walk in the light.
第三个生活准则。
And the third standard.
从十五节到二十一节。
Verse 15 to 21.
这个十五节到二十一节就是要用智慧来行事。
That is to act or according to wisdom.
什么是智慧
？What is wisdom?
所罗门向神求智慧。
Solomon asked God for wisdom.
神很高兴。
God was pleased.
因为他没有求财富，也没有求长寿。
Because he did not ask for wealth or longevity.
所以神不但给他智慧，神给他财富，也给他长寿。
God not only gave him wisdom, but also gave him wealth and longevity.
那这个所罗门的智慧在哪里表现
？Where does Solomon show his wisdom?
两个母亲在抢一个孩子，这个说他的，这个说他的。
When two women came fighting over the same baby.
那个时候也没有办法用 DNA test。
At that time, they did not have DNA testing.
那你是孩子是谁的
？So how do you know whose baby the child was?
他就很有智慧，好，拿刀子来把他砍作两半，一人分一半。
So Solomon was very wise, and he told people to split the baby.
那真正的母亲呢、啊？自己的孩子被砍是砍到自己，因为他有爱，有爱就是连在一起啊。
So the true mother has love for this baby, and she feel connected to this baby.
那个不是真的母亲，反正不是我的孩子、啊，你砍掉就砍掉。
And the false mother would not care if the baby was split.
所以所罗门就知道什么是谁是他的母亲。
So that way Solomon knew who was the true mother.
所以我们的行事要智慧，智慧就是在选择当中表现出来。
So we must live with wisdom, and wisdom is exhibited through our choices.
我们下一节再来继续要怎么选择。
We'll continue in the next session on how to choose and how to make decisions.
一起来默祷。
Pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息十分钟到三点四十五。
We'll take a 10-minute break and resume at 10:35. 3:30. 3:45.